Cook County Assessor's Office, three people are running for that. One is the incumbent, Joe Berrios. Another is a woman named Andrea Arela, and another one is this guy named Fritz Kagi. Fritz Kagi has the endorsement of the Chicago Tribune. We invited Joe Berrios to come on our show again. We've asked him many times. He declined to come on again today. Here is how the Tribune on page one writes about what's been happening with the assessor's office. This is Jason Grotto once again from ProPublica, and he begins his story with this. In the first effort to measure the cost of Cook County's error-ridden assessment system under Assessor Joe Berrios, a new study estimates that at least $2.2 billion in property taxes was shifted from undervalued Chicago homes onto overvalued ones between 2011 and 15. Because the county's assessment system is skewed in favor of high-priced homes, the errors amount to a staggering transfer of wealth that benefited Chicago's most affluent homeowners at the expense of people who own lower-priced homes. Joe Berrios disagrees with that, but that is the narrative, and ProPublica and the Tribune have been on it for a while. I'm going to predict that Jason Grotto is going to win a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting on this. It's been comprehensive. It's been long-running. And it's amazing to me how disinterested Joe Berrios is in talking about this with the Tribune or us. But now Joe Berrios is running an ad. Okay, here's 25 seconds of the ad that Joe Berrios is running, and the person that it is attacking is the person that the Chicago Tribune is endorsing for his office, that Fritz Kagi.
To stop the NRA, follow the money. Banker Fritz Kagi's firm invested heavily in this NRA donor's company. Kagi got rich, and the NRA got millions to spend blocking gun control. Now Kagi's spending his fortune calling himself progressive. But Kagi puts profits over people. Joe Berrios stood up to the NRA, writing the landmark law outlawing guns in schools, and is fighting to ban assault weapons. Joe Berrios, the Democrats' assessor.
We're not charging you for that one, Mr. Berrios. So the notion in the commercial is that Kagi's firm, and Eric Zorn wrote well about this today. This is the sort of thing nobody's better at unpacking than Eric Zorn. But he points out Kagi's firm, and the graphic you see on the screen, you didn't hear it on the radio just now, is Columbia Wagner Asset Management. That's Kagi's firm. Kagi's firm, Columbia, invested in a company called Clayton Williams Energy. And Clayton Williams Energy donates to the NRA. Therefore, Kagi, from his company, investing in that other company, which made a donation. Therefore, Kagi is in bed with the NRA and is putting profits ahead of safety in his run for Cook County Assessor. So we are letting the politicians who are attacked in ads respond to the ads. Fritz Kagi now joins us here on WGN. Fritz, it's John Williams. Thanks for taking our call. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for giving me the time to speak to your listeners.
I just want to do what I did for Chris Kennedy and for Dan Lipinski, for anybody else that is particularly skewered by some of these ads, which seem to be really damning. We want to hear the other side. So, Elif, let's just play track one. This is the first charge against you in that ad.
To stop the NRA, follow the money. Banker Fritz Kagi's firm invested heavily in this NRA donor's company. Kagi got rich.
Did you get rich off that donation, and did you invest in that company?
Well, we did invest in the company, but it's actually another shareholder in the company that supported the NRA. So it's sort of akin to, you know, we're driving on the highway right now and accusing me because we're driving on the same highway with someone else who did something bad of whatever that person did. It's a ludicrous charge, but it's very telling about Joe Berrios because not only is he got, first of all, I just like to make clear, I don't support the NRA. I've never given money to the NRA. They've never given money to me. I support common sense gun control in many different ways, and we should be doing all sorts of things to stop gun violence and the sale of guns. But also, how interesting that the assessor's office, which has nothing to do with guns, is all that he has. It's his closing argument. He's trying to talk about something that he voted for 35 years ago in an effort to distract and really deceive people about his terrible oversight of our assessment system, which has been so corrupt, which has generated so much economic damage, and has really infected our politics as well.
Yeah, I understand how ridiculous it is that we're talking about gun violence with somebody running for assessor in Cook County, but I didn't write the ad. We're watching it, so you know why I've called you. And
yeah.
And to that end, I just want to play this. I think is 1A, Elif. This is the meat on the hook on this one. Go ahead.
Banker Fritz Kagi's firm invested heavily in this NRA donors company.
So your firm invested in another firm that donated to the NRA, and then by the way,
the shareholder that donated to the NRA.
Wait,
I don't believe it.
But I mean, that was your. I'm just trying to see.
It's a ridiculous charge.
I know. All right, I'll stop trying to make sense out of this. All right, but
we should be talking about. First of all, you know, there's no substance to it. But let's remind people that this is an effort to distract from the legacy of failure in the assessor's office, and I think that's the thing that's most important for the voters to know. That's why we have so many endorsements from 6 members of Congress. From all the leading progressive organizations who have endorsed in this race, like IBI, IPO, MoveOn.org, Democracy for America, Our Revolution, which is Bernie Sanders' organization. All of these organizations are with us because we have a great plan to fix our assessment system.
All right, I'll skip part 2 of the ad and go to part 3. Here's just another charge in the ad.
Now Kagi's spending his fortune calling himself progressive, but Kagi puts profits over people.
Profits over people. So, you know, here's what I don't understand, though. Just humor me for a second. How is it that you ostensibly made money? If you guys invested in a firm that gave money to the NRA, how does that make you rich?
No connection, and actually, as soon as I took over the Acorn Fund, we sold our investment in this company. So it didn't. This one didn't make us rich. We have. I manage the Acorn Fund, which is well known as a very widely respected mutual fund company. I'm proud to have been successful in my work, but we did not get rich off this investment, and we did not get rich off investing in bad companies because we focused on investing for the long term. And if you become an investor with a long-term orientation, focus on investing with companies that you'd want to be partnered with that have a beneficial impact, because companies that do bad things end up being bad businesses.
Eric Zorn pointed out then that while Joe Berrios in the ad later says that he wrote landmark legislation to reform school law and guns, nobody seems to know what the heck he's talking about. So I'll let that go.
It's a ludicrous. I mean, even if it was true, which there's actually no evidence for, it was 35 years ago. It has nothing to do with the assessment system. And that is his closing argument in an effort to distract from his legacy of corruption and failure and the economic.
Well, as a guy who is running, Fritz, as a guy who is running a mutual fund, how does that, I know it's numbers, I know it's finances, but how does that translate to the assessor's office? Why does that make you a good assessor?
When you manage a mutual fund, you are a steward over people's assets, and you're valuing assets, including real estate investment trusts. Real estate investment trusts are largely the owners of downtown corporate properties, and properties are valued in the context of the cash flows that they generate, and also in the context for how other assets are valued. And it's extremely important to know that. That's why downtown commercial properties are underassessed, because our assessor has used a very flawed methodology to undervalue them by more than 50%, really as an excuse to cover up for the fact that these.
Well, do you know how you would
assess? Owners are his main donors.
Fritz, do you know how you would change the assessment? Literally, do you have a plan or a computer program in mind?
Yeah, the great thing is that this is an executive office. So, first of all, we're not going to be taking donations from property tax appeals lawyers that have corrupted the process. Second of all, we're committed to transparency, to tell people how valuations have been calculated for the first time and how your assessments are calculated. Third of all, we're going to run the better model that's available that was developed by Chris Berry at the University of Chicago and Bob Weisbord that's more accurate and less regressive. It takes the regressivity out of the system. We're also committed to improving upon that model. We've met with them, and they've told us that it can be improved upon by taking into account the effect of foreclosures and short sales and vacancies. on selling prices in neighborhoods that have been hit by the housing crisis on the south and west sides of the county. Lastly, we're committed to valuing downtown corporate properties according to how modern investors look at them, and that will cause them to be paying their fair share, and we won't be having to pay Donald Trump's property taxes anymore when he gets these giant abatements on Trump Tower.
Fritz Keggis from Oak Park, running for assessor. The primary is Tuesday. Fritz, we appreciate your time on the radio this afternoon.
Great. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.